The following sports presentation is a production of Blazers Broadcasting. Welcome to Trailblazers Courtside, presented by Pacific Power. Here in Portland, call toll-free 503-963-4595. Elsewhere, call 1-877-475-4595. Email courtside at trailblazers.com or text message us courtside at 66937.
And welcome in and happy holidays to you on this week of Christmas. Mike Barrett, Mike Rice, Brian Wheeler, Blazers president Larry Miller in first segment. We're bringing them out early tonight. We like to warm up the audience a little bit, Prez, but we're having you right off the top tonight. And still to come, Nate McMillan comes up 6:15. That's what's on the show tonight. LaMarcus Aldridge, 7:05 and 7:20 in studio. The general manager, Rich Cho. So
it's a blockbuster.
Show. Did you mention Santa Rice?
Santa Rice will be by. What time is Santa Rice?
6:35.
6:35. Santa Rice.
Have you been naughty or nice?
I don't know what to say to Santa Rice because I've been nice every year and got
the lump of coal. Lump of coal in his stocking. Prez, what do you make of the little winning streak here? The homestand went well, and we talked about the fact that it wasn't against the San Antonios and Bostons of the league, but the Blazers on a couple of road trips weren't beating these type of teams before, and the way they've won and the style of play is encouraging.
Yeah, it is. I mean, if you look at how LaMarcus has been playing these last few games, I mean, I coming into this year, I kind of thought this was going to be his breakout year. And he didn't quite get off to the start that I was expecting, but the way he's playing right now is just amazing. And the way the whole team is playing right now, guys are playing with energy and excitement and having fun. And, it's fun to watch. I mean, Rudy is just having – you can see he's having fun out there right now.
Well, fun is the one – you know, and Nate McMillan will say this on occasion, when they're going through a tough time, and we'll talk – he always tries to encourage fun. I know that John Wooden's and some of the great coaches always used to write on the blackboard, have fun. And that was missing recently. Yeah, but it does seem like it's back right now.
It does. And, you know, I think the last time I was on here was when we had just finished the six-game losing streak.
Right.
And, you know, teams go through these ups and downs. And hopefully they're not as bad as, you know, six games. But teams go through ups and downs. And the good teams and the good coaching staffs are able to get teams turned around and kind of playing well again. And, you know, it's always good to have these guys at home. Our crowd always inspires them. Our fans are there to support them. And I think that always gets them going. And hopefully we can get out on the road and keep this going.
What do you say to the fans that they looked the last three games and they got really excited because the fast break points were up, the points in the paint? They say that Brandon hasn't played with this group, and they look different without Brandon. How do you cover
well,
that?
Well, to me, I mean, the Brandon that we've seen this year is not the Brandon that we've come to know and love and watch play and enjoy watching play out there. I mean, and it's because of the injuries that he's dealing with. You know, Brandon Roy has been the guy that turned this franchise around, really. I mean, he, you know, rookie of the year, all-star three times. And hopefully, you know, fans don't just automatically turn on Brandon now.
Do you fear that?
I don't necessarily think that our fans are like that. I think our fans are better than that. But I do think that it is a different style of ball, but if you look at the last few years when Brandon was out there, he brought excitement to this team. It's just that the Brandon that we're seeing and have seen this season is not the Brandon that we've seen over the last four seasons here. And so, yeah, it's different, and it's he's been different out on the court, but the guys have adjusted, and I think they're playing. With Nate is getting the most out of the guys that he's got.
And it
right
sounds
now.
Like Nate said, I'm going to continue. They're going to continue playing like this no matter what. So will it be a problem at all getting Brandon to be part of this?
Well, I think Brandon, and I've said this before, I think Brandon is a smart enough player.
Yes.
And he has enough skills that, you know, if he – is able to play when he, you know, once he's healthy enough to play, I think Brandon will be able to adapt to a different style if that's what it's going to be. But again, I hope that, you know, fans don't forget that this was the guy that brought this organization back, and this was the guy that represented this organization, you know, in the last three All-Star games and as Rookie of the Year, and the guy that really, like I said, to turn this thing around.
So on and off the court.
On and off the court. And you know, again, hopefully we'll be able to see him back at full strength again and being the Brandon that we've, you know, known and loved. But it's great to see what the guys are doing right now.
What you're talking about there, health. And we knew he was going to sit for three games. And now there's a time.
No, he smells smoke.
Now there's a time. And, you know, we're all going to go down with the ship, apparently.
I'm not moving.
Health, and now there's a gap in between games. Really only the second time all season that the team has had some space in between games. Do we have any idea of if it's going to stay at three games? Nate said last night that the more rest, the better. But at some point, is there a cutoff point?
I don't think he's going to go on this next road trip. And I'll let Nate and Rich kind of go there. But I don't think he is. I think he's going to continue to rest and try to get better. You know, again, the more he rests, the better he, you know, feels, and hopefully, like I said, eventually gets back to being 100% and being healthy.
We've saw, you know, with the December 15th deadline come and go, we knew that players could be traded around the NBA at that point. We saw a couple of big trades. Orlando blew it up, basically, having a good team and deciding to go a different direction. Phoenix kind of did a salary dump a little bit, and some people even went as far as to say they waved the white flag. Will they be better or not or worse? We don't know. How has it been for you guys, you and Rich Cho? Have the phone lines been lighting up both ways, incoming, outgoing calls?
The phone lines have been lighting up both ways, incoming and outgoing. And, you know, we're going to continue to look at how we can make this team better. But, you know, if anyone thinks that, you know, we would have been better off with Gilbert Arenas here, I would challenge that. You know, because to me, like I said, we're trying to make the team better. We still obviously have a good core of players here, and we're not going to push the panic button and just make trades just to make trades or because somebody
in the papers
thinks that we should, right? And the other thing is it takes two sides to make a trade. So we've proposed things that people didn't agree with, and people have proposed things to us that we didn't agree with. But, you know, it's not like we're not looking and trying to, you know, make this team better. We're going to continue to do that. But we're not going to push the panic button and blow it up, and we're not going to listen to what people write or say on the radio or in the paper to tell us that how we should do this.
The fan base, how have you heard from them, and what's their reaction to this year?
I mean, I every game I'm up on the concourse, walking the concourse, talking to fans before the games, at halftime, and I'm getting people coming up saying, "Hey, great what you guys are doing. Still, you know, I'm still with this fan. I still with this team. I still support this team." So, I mean, I'm sure there are some fans out there who are not happy. You know, thought that they were going to see Greg Oden play this season. Yeah. Thought they were going to see Brandon Roy play this season. But for the most part, you know, fans are continuing to support us. And again, we got a team of guys that are going out and playing hard every night and, you know, giving us 100% every night. And I think if they continue to do that and as they continue to play together, we're going to continue to win some games.
Mr. Allen, you probably talk to him as much as anybody in the organization. What are his thoughts through 29 games in terms of what he thinks can still be accomplished this season?
Well, I think, again, we were all disappointed that we didn't get Greg this season. You know, that's been a big part of, and that the plan was for that to be a big part of what we were looking to do this season. Disappointed, again, that Brandon is not healthy and playing the way, you know, he has played this season. But I think he's excited about what he's seeing and, you know, with the young players and the guys that are playing. And, you know, there's no, like I said, there's no panic button that we've got to rush out. Our goal is still to bring a championship to this town, this city. That's still Mr. Allen's goal. That's still all of our goal. But, you know, we're going to do it in a way that's smart. And some people may not agree with that, and it's okay for them not to agree with it. But we're not going to let them influence how we do what we do. We're not going to let somebody who, you know, has a radio talk show or writes a newspaper column tell us how we should run this organization.
Larry, we appreciate your time. We're going to let you go. We got Nate McMillan coming up next, and Merry Christmas to you.
I know same to you guys.
Unless you want to stick around for Santa Rice.
I don't know. I might get a lump of coal.
Catch that on your radio on the way home, perhaps. Blazers President Larry Miller in studio, our guest here on Trailblazers Courtside, presented by Pacific Power. When we come back, we will have the head coach on, Nate McMillan. We'll talk about the winning streak. And what is that ahead? Another three-game road trip coming up, and not an easy one. We'll have that and more all coming up on Trailblazers Courtside. Stay tuned.
Oh, look at the crowd at the Rose Garden.
Oh, they're standing at the Rose Garden.
Yeah, I love the crowd right now.
A collective, give me some more of that from the sellout crowd.
You know, I first want to just thank the fans for their support, appreciation. And our fans, you know, we give them credit, but I don't think sometimes they get enough.
Portland, next up, your Trailblazers take on the Jazz Thursday, December 30th at the Rose Garden. Get your tickets now. Call 503-797-9600 or visit trailblazers.com.
Sports fans, come kiss Sportsnet is your one-stop source for all things local sports. And did I mention all of your favorite teams and shows are always in high definition? We've got the Blazers, the Ducks, other professional and collegiate teams, Sports Talk with the Fan, Softy, Courtside, and Talkin' Ball. Coverage of the great outdoors with shows like Outdoor GPS, Northwest Wild Country, and original series Wanted. Comcast Sportsnet brings you all this and more 24/7 in HD. Get inside local sports with Comcast Sportsnet.
At Wild Horse Resort and Casino, experience victory. 800 of the Northwest's highest paying slots, table games with the lowest limits and best odds.
You can also golf, dine, and stay the night. Best of all, it's easy to get to, located just off I-84.
Experience the difference. Wild Horse Resort and Casino, Pendleton, Oregon.
You gotta love a sirloin. It's the steak of all trades. Lending a lean hand wherever the barbecue needs it. You got a spot on the grill? Throw it on as a steak. Kebab needs cubes? Sirloin's the answer. Heck, strip it up for fajitas if you like. It just wants to do its part. That's the sirloin. One of 29 lean cuts that make beef one powerful protein. Learn to love them all. Beef. It's what's for dinner.
Brought to you by Oregon's Beef Producers. Funded by the Beef Checkoff.
Hey, Wheels, why am I seeing so many Honey Buckets around town?
They're the best portable restroom company in Oregon. Honey Bucket guarantees their service and is famous for clean units.
And how about variety?
They have it all. Standard units, VIPs, handicap, trailer units, and sinks. They even have storage containers and temporary fences.
Wow, Honey Bucket really offers a clear difference.
See for yourself. Call Honey Bucket 1-800-966-2371. Honey Bucket 1-800-966-2371.
It's time for the Coach's Call with Trailblazer head coach Nate McMillan.
And we continue on Trailblazers Courtside, live from our Rose Garden studios. Mike Barrett, Mike Rice, Brian Wheeler here with you on this Tuesday night. Blazers off for a couple of days now before the Christmas Day game at Golden State. And as you heard, joining us now, the head coach, Nate McMillan. Coach, we've seen a little different Trailblazers team in the last few games, and I know, as we talked about in the last segment, it hasn't been maybe against some of the elites in the NBA, but you have to be happy with what you've seen in the last three, especially the style of ball, the scoring, and the tempo being up where you want it. Got to make you a little bit happy.
I have been. You know, what you want to see after every game is that your team improve, and our last three games, you know, it's really since the loss in Dallas, we've seen improvement. The defense has been really good, and offensively we've had balanced scoring and you know, just great ball movement. Last night, 27 assists in that game. You know, we're doing a good job of, you know, playing from the inside out, not settling for jump shots and executing down the stretch.
What's your thoughts? We just had Larry Miller on, and he said Brandon possibly wouldn't go on this road trip. They something about healing 100%. What's your thought on Brandon and when he should come back?
Well, it's not up to me, and you know, my thoughts on when he should come back is how he feels, and talking to the doctors, and you know, what's best to you know, have him ready to come back. You know, I saw him today. You know, he was working out and getting some treatment. We'll look at him the rest of this week, and pretty much make a decision, where to go, from here. And, that's what we've always done, with Brandon. And, since coming off that trip, the plan was to, let him sit, allow that need to calm down a little bit and reevaluate him in a week. So we'll continue to look at that this week.
How good has L.A. been for you lately?
He's been great. You know, I really feel, that LaMarcus is, special in the sense that I think he can dominate games. You know, we're seeing that now, and we've seen it in the last few games. You know, a lot of guys in this league, they play or they are capable of playing one side of the floor. You know, their strength is going to be one side of the floor, the offense or the defense. LaMarcus has the ability to dominate both ends of the floor. And, he has, I think the good thing that he has done for us in the last few games is just really been aggressive, going to the basket, establishing the post position, playing in the paint, for us. Without Canby being in the lineup, he's had to play that center position, and he's done a great job there.
Coach, going back to Brandon, do we have any indication from – the trainers and medical folks, the rest that he's going through now is something that has been tried before? He came back and initially seemed to have a, good spark and extra lift and so forth. And then obviously the knee kind of fell back again. Is there a feeling that this time shut him down for a longer period of time and maybe it might take care of the problem once and for all? Or does anybody really know how much time is needed? And if he comes back, if he won't need to sit down again at some point the rest of the season? Or is there a hope that this time, however much time is needed, that it might be the last time that he has to sit out for an extended period?
Well, you can't say. The last time I think he sat for about 9 or 10 days. And, this time around, you have to look at it as far as where you are right now and to predict what the future is going to hold, for Brandon in a week or so. Will he be in a different – we don't know. We know that rest will help him. And when he was rested, when he did get that rest the last time, we thought both mentally as well as physically he was better. And, that is what we'll look at, this time is, where is he at mentally as well as physically? And then, how do we play him? One of the things we looked at and we have looked at this season is managing his minutes. We'll have to continue to look at that and maybe, how we play him. Do we, possibly consider bringing him off the bench? Does he play in a back-to-back game? So all of that, we will look at and plan before he returns.
Coach, with the way it happened and the fact that you could see going into this when he was going to take the three games off and seeing the opponents that were coming in, the opportunity to not only get three wins but to score a lot of points against some teams that would let you get up and down, does it make you fearful at all for the message it sends not only to Brandon but maybe to the fans and who are going to connect the dots here and say all of a sudden that Portland is better without Brandon? And how do you handle the mental aspect of that? And I'm assuming that Brandon is being helped in dealing with a little bit of that. And if he doesn't come back right away, I mean, the other part of that is if he were to come back for this next three-game road trip, it's going to be very difficult. Let's say you go out and you don't have the success at the offensive end that you've had as of late. Then you've got – or he has, and everybody has some explaining to do. So does any of that concern you, or are you just looking at the games one at a time?
You have to look at the games one at a time and, who is healthy and ready to go. Far as Brandon – our training staff, the doctors, that part of it is now rehabbing. He's getting his rest. He's doing the things that he needs to do as far as, trying to get himself back and ready to go. And for us, the focus is, the guys that we do have healthy, how can we play and what do we need to do to give ourselves a chance to win. And of course this team is much better with Brandon Roy. You can't throw what this guy has done out the window the last you know, few years. This is an adjustment that you have to make just like any other team with injuries or a player being injured. And you have to figure out a way to get him healthy, get him back on the floor, and, you know, get him to where he can be productive out on the floor. So it's no different than any other team. And, you know, to think that, you know, this team is, you know, better without Brandon, I don't believe that.
No, anybody who knows basketball wouldn't believe that. But if Brandon did come back after this three-game road trip coming up and he was healthy, would the style of – everyone talks about the style of play, Brandon versus – Brandon can play an up-tempo style of play, can he?
I think he can. You know, it just depends on who's out there with him. You know, we have put more speed out on the floor with our group that is playing now. You have started Wesley and Nicholas and Dante at the center position. That's a much faster team than having our normal starting unit out there with Camby, Brandon, Miller, Wesley, and Dre. So it's a different team. You adapt to you know, that style of play, and it's not, you know, just Brandon being the guy who, you know, controls that tempo. I think it's our starting unit. We try to take advantage of what those guys are capable of doing. And, you know, with the group that we played here recently, we played more of a smaller lineup, and most of that has been due to injury as well as the teams that we played.
You mentioned it after the game last night, Coach, about the fact that, you know, when you have had LaMarcus play center at times in his career, that it's been a very effective lineup because he becomes a tough matchup for whoever's going up against him. With kind of out of necessity with the injuries to Marcus and Joel, but is it something now that puts you of a mindset that, hey, even if we get those guys back healthy, that from time to time it might be a good lineup to continue to take a look at, to put him out there again at center against at least certain teams?
And with Nicholas at the power forward?
Well, we've always looked at that. And, you know, when the opportunity presents itself or we want to try and, you know, change a tempo put pressure on another team, you know, if we have the lead, we've gone to that smaller unit. So it's a unit that you can go to. You know, the one thing about last year's team, you had the balance to play small or play big. And we could take advantage of, you know, LaMarcus at the five, Outlaw at the four, and spread the floor. We played that way a lot last year. And normally when we had the game, you know, under control, going down the last 5 minutes of a game, LaMarcus would be at the center with Outlaw, Nicholas, Brandon, and, you know, Miller or Blake. So that is a lineup we've used LaMarcus at the center, and, you know, we've done it at times this year, and he's played well, you know, throughout his career when he has had to, you know, play the five position. We've used it against Orlando a lot. Going up against Howard, whenever we wanted to make a center defend, you can move LaMarcus to the five, go with a smaller lineup, and spread the floor. So he's done a good job not only offensively against at that center position, but defensively guarding those guys. He's had to guard Shaq and Yao and Howard, and has done a pretty good job of you know, containing those guys, getting them off the block, and making them take tough shots.
All right, Coach. Well, we know that during the losing streak you were talking about having some difficulty getting some sleep. Hopefully now you can get a few days of rest heading into the road trip and heading into Christmas.
what is sleep?
Yeah, I know. You got to get some sleep. Take care of yourself, Coach.
Who needs that?
Well, you do, and we all do. So rest a little easier, hopefully, leading up to Christmas, and we'll see you on the plane on Christmas Eve.
Okay, guys. Happy holidays.
All right. Head coach, Nate McMillan, our guest here on Trailblazers Courtside. We'll come back, have a quick segment, and then we'll welcome to this set.
Yes.
Santa Rice will be by. Giving out some gifts.
Oh, I hear the sleigh in the parking lot all right now.
Maybe even some advice, which we know he is prone to do. So that all and more coming up on Trailblazers Courtside. Keep in mind, LaMarcus Aldridge, 705. Rich Cho in studio at 720.
Want are you wearing?
My authentic Renaissance garb. We're still going to the festival to fulfill our destinies, right?
We're still going to IHOP's Festival of Flavors.
Festival of Flavors, sire?
Pumpkin praline pancakes, banana bread, French toast, cinnamon apple crepes.
The night shall dine well.
Plus, buy a $25 gift card and receive $5 off a future visit.
Oh, joy!
Lose yourself in the flavors of the season with IHOP's new Festival of Flavors. Each served with your choice of favorites. Starting at $4.99. IHOP. Come hungry, leave happy. For a limited time at participating restaurants. See store for details.
At Pacific Power, we're big fans of the Trailblazers, and the Blazers are big fans of our Blue Sky Renewable Energy Program. In fact, the Rose Garden is a 100% Blue Sky customer, the largest such arena in the world to offset its energy needs entirely from renewable sources. Working with Pacific Power and our Blue Sky program, the Trailblazers are leading the way in using energy more wisely. No wonder we're such big fans. Learn more at pacificpower.net and let's turn the answers on.
Walgreens wants to send you and three friends to a Trailblazers game.
In style.
We're talking lower level seats, a Trailblazers gift bag, four jerseys, a message on the big screen, and dinner in the Rose Garden. Stop by any Oregon Walgreens and enter for your chance to win this ultimate fan pack at the Shed Rain display. Walk safe umbrellas by Shed Rain. 3M Scotchlight Reflective allows you to be seen from every angle. No purchase necessary. Odds depend on the number of entries. Monthly prize value is $840. See official rules at trailblazers.com.
Lewis, do you realize that Horizon Air began service to Santa Rosa because people from Portland like wine?
Well, there are a lot of wine bars around here.
Horizon Air and Alaska Airlines continue to be the trailblazers of airlines in Portland.
Portland Trailblazers?
Yeah. Speaking of which, when you're watching the Trailblazers, you ever think about the first Portland Trailblazers?
Leroy Ellis, Jeff Petrie, Rick Adelman, Dale Schluter.
Lewis. The original Trailblazers.
Oh, yeah. Alaska and Horizon. And all the winos from Portland.
No. The original Portland Trailblazers were the Clark and Lewis Expedition.
No offense, Clark, but that's a sucky name for a basketball team.
I can't talk to you.
I wish.
Join Mileage Plan and fly Horizon Air or Alaska Airline from, to, or through Portland once by April 1st, and you can earn enough miles for a free domestic award ticket. Details and registration at alaskaair.com/PDX.
Now back to Courtside, presented by Pacific Power on the Trailblazers Radio Network.
Well, a couple of finals in from the night in the NBA. Oklahoma City wins in Charlotte, 99-81, and Dallas wins in Orlando, 105-99. Pretty impressive back-to-back for the Mavs, beating the Heat last night and the Magic tonight, something the Trailblazers did two seasons ago. Wasn't that two seasons ago? Went down and beat Orlando first,
three.
Then beat Miami. I think it was 2 years ago.
Was it?
Yeah. I think only a couple of teams had done that. Utah had done that this year, earlier in the season on their road trip, so Dallas does it tonight. Pretty amazing that most of the power was said to be in the East this season. They talked about this big power shift, but, well, you look at the standings, and a team like Philadelphia, 11-16, they're sitting in the playoffs, the eighth playoff spot. That's not the case in the West. Portland, of course, being one game over 500, is sitting in the last playoff spot right now.
And one game ahead of Phoenix.
Yeah.
And keep an eye on Houston. They've gotten over the fact that they know they're not going to have Yao Ming.
Mm-hmm.
And so right now they're starting to play pretty good basketball, and they get Aaron Brooks back the last two games. And Martin is really filling up the stat sheet with points. So it's going to be a race in the West, and it's going to take probably over 500 to make it.
Well, what I kind of like is that New Orleans is coming back to the pack.
Yes,
and
yes.
Denver, you know, obviously their future is uncertain in terms of what they may or may not do with Carmelo before the deadline.
Maybe so, even in the next week.
Yeah.
If what we're hearing is true.
Jersey sounds like they're sweetening the pot a little.
Wheels, do you think when you look at the Phoenix deal with what they did, is that raising the white flag? Is that a salary dump?
Well, you know, obviously I don't think they can go ahead and tell everybody publicly that we would entertain offers for Steve Nash, because that's the one, you know, the one draw that they have left in terms of for tickets. Now, they turned right around after the trade and won at Oklahoma City, which is very impressive to do that.
Yeah.
But I don't know if adding another big to that roster, you know, fits in with their style. Plus, you know, from a Blazers perspective, we know how much Jason Richardson, going back to last year's playoffs, hurt the Blazers, and how Vince Carter never seems to hurt the Blazers. So from a, just a Portland selfish perspective, I didn't mind seeing Jason Richardson go and Vince Carter come. So from that standpoint, I'm going to be curious to see how everything mixes the rest of the way. But they may be one of those teams that looks at things the next few weeks or, you know, month or so leading up to the trade deadline, and maybe they may make some decisions about how the rest of the season is going to go.
And may I add, your hair looks marvelous tonight.
It'll look like yours is going to look when you have yours done.
Yeah,
tomorrow.
You had a little. Yes. Little, you're having your haircut tomorrow.
Tomorrow's my haircut.
Right. We'll take a break. When we come back, Santa Rice will join us on the set. We don't know what's ahead for that. Have the 7 second button, dump button ready.
And hide the kids.
Back after this on Trailblazers Courtside, presented by Pacific Power.
Hey, this is LaMarcus Aldridge of the Portland Trailblazers wishing you happy holidays.
It's holiday shopping season, so why not make the sports fan on your list cheer with the gift of Trailblazers? Select one of our holiday ticket and merchandise packs. Each pack includes Trailblazers tickets, team gear, and more. For details, visit trailblazers.com or order now at 503-797-9600.
Wherever you may be, this is Bill Shonley for the Reserve Vineyards and Golf Club. With the holidays in full swing, it's time to plan for the golfer in your family. And what better way than a gift card to the Reserve? A gift card can not only be used for golf, but also in our full-service vintage room restaurant, the West Side's best-kept secret. This holiday season, give the Reserve a call at 503-649-8191 or visit reservegolf.com. The Reserve, what Oregon golf is all about.
Kia presents Surprising But True. Did you know that Venus is the only planet that rotates clockwise? Did you know that no piece of paper can be folded in half more than 12 times? What about this? Did you know that the Kia Sorento is proudly built right here in the USA? Did you know that the Sorento comes with a 6-speed automatic transmission and has class-leading V6 fuel economy? Did you know that the Kia Sorento offers third-row seating, class-leading cabin space, and class-leading V6 power? And you thought the Venus fact was surprising. The new 2011 Sorento crossover. The more you know, the better it gets. Visit your local Kia retailer to buy a Sorento starting under $23,400. Kia Motors, proud partner of the Portland Trailblazers. Assembled in the United States from U.S. and globally sourced parts. 2011 EPA estimate 20 city, 26 highway MPG for Sorento V6 4x2. Class leading claims based on comparison of 2010 and available 2011 compact crossovers. MSRP for LX model is $23,390. MSRP includes freight and excludes taxes, title, license, other options, and retailer charges. Actual prices set by retailer.
When you're ready to plan something great, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we've created My Savings Plan, an online tool that comes free with a Wells Fargo savings account. With My Savings Plan, you can plan, set, and monitor your savings goals. You can also set up automatic transfers from your Wells Fargo checking account into your savings account. So plan your way to a brighter tomorrow. Call, click, or stop by today and talk with a Wells Fargo banker about My Savings Plan. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
We now continue with Trailblazers Courtside, presented by Pacific Power.
And welcome back on Trailblazers Courtside here on this week of Christmas. So, Merry Christmas. Wheels, Merry Christmas to you.
Hey, thank you, MB. Merry Christmas to you as well.
We're doing Secret Santa on the plane, by the way, on the way to Golden State.
Uh-huh. I'm ready.
Have you got...
I'm ready.
Have you got
Does
your
Santa
gift
need
down?
This contraption here?
Yeah. Santa Rice is now joining us. This is the latest in the characters that we show on the program that is about to be banned pretty soon. The hat and beard.
Well, it's only once a year.
On the tailor on the table of banishment, which is in the corner.
Yeah.
All your
yeah.
former bits lie over there after offending someone along the line. All right, Santa Rice. I'm going to give the floor to you. Do you have gifts? What do you have for us?
I have gifts to good and bad.
Really? Okay.
Good and bad. Right. All right. Here, let's start off with this
magic salve.
Magic salve.
Yeah.
Magic salve in here. And the magic salve goes to this will be rubbed on the knees of Brandon Roy and, of course, Greg Oden.
Right.
This is magic salve. And next year, 82 games.
Nice.
Magic Sam. That's,
I love the packaging.
This is
very
class
fine, first class.
And gift number two will be to try to keep from choking in this outfit. All right. All right. Here. See these tickets.
Yeah.
Tickets.
Auburn, Oregon.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. You got some of those tickets.
These
Santa.
Are tickets.
Are you giving those away?
No. I'm giving them to Merlin.
Oh, Merlin.
And Merlin is going down to Arizona.
Glendale, yes.
Glendale, Arizona. And he has a magic elixir that will provide
an elixir, huh?
Yeah.
It's
a
new car from Chrysler.
Yeah, yeah. And, of course,
yes.
That'll be a national championship.
You think so? You're predicting that, Santa?
We're sure that he's going for Oregon. We're sure that Merlin,
yes.
He might pull a fast
Merlin,
one.
No. Merlin's
okay.
Going for Oregon.
Okay.
And because of that, they will win the national championship.
I'm glad he has that elixir.
All right. The next thing is a it's for the Blazers are 5-11 on the road.
Uh-huh.
And they're 1-7 in the last 8 road games.
Yeah.
This right here, do you see this?
Little chalice.
It'll probably burn when I.
Oh, I don't.
Yeah. You can see the.
Don't waste any.
A magic potion. Now, L.A. has to drink this before the next road trip.
I don't want him to do anything differently than he's done in the last 3. To be honest.
Yeah, but this is the road.
Okay.
Yeah, this is the road. So this is the magic potion that L.A. will drink, and that's my gift, Santa's gift to the Blazers, winning the next road game in Golden State.
All right, what else?
All right, next, it's a magic trance that will make the rest of the year into a love fest. If we look, a love fest for Brandon Roy and Andre Miller.
Mm. It's a trance?
It's a trance.
You're implying it needs a trance to work?
Well, you never can tell. Santa's making sure that the love fest continues between these two.
All right.
Oh, there it is, the trance.
Yeah.
All right, now this cell phone.
Oh, yeah, it's a...
This cell phone will be given.
The latest model, isn't it?
Yes, it's right up to date here. It's,
it's a fantastic.
Oh, it's
1970.
Right, now, that cell phone is for Blazer Management and Andy Miller.
Oh, Andy Miller is Rudy Fernandez's name.
Rudy Fernandez.
And Andre Miller's
name. Yeah. Andre Miller's, or I should say Rudy's agent.
Yes.
And this is so they can call each other. When Rudy needs a little love, this cell phone will be given to both Andy Miller.
But he's doing really well.
Rich is going to burn his
knee a lot of.
We're going to make sure. We're going to make sure. All right.
Okay.
Next. Oh, the time machine.
Oh, is this a time machine?
This is a time machine. A Blazer time machine.
Oh, don't break it. That's a collector's item.
Look how it's going. Now, this will be given to me. No, it's not a clock. It's a time machine.
Oh, I see.
Yes.
Okay,
way
yes.
back. Oh.
Oh, now your phone is
calling you.
Yeah, okay.
Hello?
We're not giving
Andy
that
Miller.
To LaCroft. Yeah,
oh,
that's Andy Miller
yes,
wanting that.
I guess Rudy
needs a little love already. All right. This goes to the Phoenix Suns.
Oh, okay.
And to
turn back?
Turn back.
Oh, I
so
see.
They could give Amari Stoudemire that extra year instead of giving the money to Childress and Warwick.
Yeah, that's.
Oh. That bad
didn't work
move.
Out so well.
And now they're blowing everything up. So this time machine for the Suns to turn back. And finally, cell phone, trance, drink portion, Curry's tickets. Oh, the charcoal. See the charcoal right here? There's charcoal.
Mm-hmm.
They've been bad. That's the Golden
the
State Warriors.
They have been bad. They were bad in Portland the other night.
Yeah, they were bad. So a little charcoal for them. And the magic salve for the road trip, the potion. It looks like a Blazer victory will come about.
Is that it?
That's what Santa has.
I don't have
anything for you.
I don't think you offended anybody.
Yeah,
you don't need anybody.
Really?
You don't need any gifts. You've had a...
Wheels could use some magic salve perhaps in a few days, if you know what I'm
somebody,
saying.
Personalize everything. Sure. I'll let Brandon and Greg put it on their knees first, and if they feel good...
Yeah, if they feel good, you could put it...
I'll put it somewhere. Put it to good use somewhere.
That's
inside kind of a thing there.
And Santa will see you...
Bring some of your helpers next time.
Yeah, I was going to say, what's going on?
Santa's going for a Bloody Mary.
All right, Santa. Get out of here. We'll take a break after that award-winning segment here on Trailblazers Courtside, presented by Pacific Power. Back with more of this fine program.
I love you all.
Trailblazers Courtside, presented by Pacific Power, is brought to you by Branding, your brand management partner.
Sports fans, Comcast Sportsnet is your one-stop source for all things local sports. And did I mention all of your favorite teams and shows are always in high definition? We've got the Blazers, the Ducks, other professional and collegiate teams, Sports Talk with the Fan, Softy, Courtside, and Talkin' Ball. Coverage of the great outdoors with shows like Outdoor GPS, Northwest Wild Country, and original series Wanted. Comcast Sportsnet brings you all this and more 24/7 in HD. Get inside local sports with Comcast Sportsnet.
So, Carly.
Yeah?
Just a heads up. This Angus burger right here, I love it. So, I tend to stop talking when I eat it. I don't want you to think I'm ignoring you. It's just I'll be checked out for 3 or 4 minutes.
Wait, what? I kind of stop listening when I eat a Big Mac.
I love you.
The classic one-of-a-kind taste of the Big Mac sandwich and the big, bold taste of the Angus Third Pounder. So much flavor, you'll want to take your time with them. McDonald's, the simple joy of burgers. At participating McDonald's.
Honey, try this. It's a new McCafe caramel mocha.
Mmm. What mocha?
Caramel mocha.
You mean caramel mocha?
Caramel.
Caramel's a town in Indiana.
But you don't say, hi, I'm from Caramel, Indiana, so it's caramel.
Caramel is sweet, mixed with rich chocolate and smooth espresso, topped with whipped cream and a caramel drizzle.
Fancy people say caramel.
Introducing McCafe caramel mocha from McDonald's. Or
caramel.
I don't know who you are.
The simple joy of indulgence at participating McDonald's.
When I see all these people trying to sell their used cars, I just want to show them a new Ford. I can't help it.
I feel like it's about time for a change.
I'm kind of ready to move up and to get to the next level.
Yeah, I could definitely help. It's a Ford Taurus. Look how surprised you are. Fusion. The mileage is extraordinary.
I love this car.
This is the Ford F-150.
That's a pretty sick truck.
Ford Fiesta. It's brand new.
That blows my mind.
So come on down to Ford's year-end celebration. It's a big deal.
EPA estimated 23 city, 33 highway, 26 combined MPG. Fusion i4 Auto.
One of the Trailblazers' most valuable teammates is Miller Paint. You see, a professional sports team wants to work with other pros, which is why we chose Miller Paint as the preferred paint of the Rose Garden and the Trailblazers. That's right, our players may score in the paint, but when it comes time to score with paint, there's only one call we make, the one to Miller Paint, and you should call them too. Miller Paint, your hometown and home team paint.
Now, back to Courtside, presented by Pacific Power on the Trailblazers Radio Network.
There goes our ears. Welcome back. Trailblazers Courtside continues here on 95.5 The Game FM in Portland, Comcast Sportsnet, and Trailblazers.com. Mike Barrett, Mike Rice, Brian Wheeler here with you. The captain, Rich Patterson, back in Studio C running things. Shall we check the captain's cam to see if it's very Christmas?
Uh-oh.
Oh, there's Sam talking.
Yeah.
There's Santa's little helper.
Yeah. Boy, he sounds just like an announcer, too.
Your phone's ringing again. All right. Say goodbye. There we go. Rich's got Studio C with the lights on, and very festive back there as well. Could you turn your phone off, please, because we are on the air. It's the third time it's happened.
Apparently doesn't know how to do it.
Go ahead and take that and put it aside.
It's that modern phone.
Yeah, right? 415, what's that?
I don't know. Do we need to really know right now what
that is?
That's
Oakland.
Trailblazers getting set. Yeah, probably somebody wants you on a talk show down there to talk about the upcoming Christmas Day game, Trailblazers and Golden State Warriors. Steph Curry still planning on playing that game, I assume.
Yeah, he had said that he was definitely going to return for that game.
They play
Sacramento tonight. And again, I mean, they had 3 days off before the game here in Portland, and they're going to have 3 days off again. So even though the Blazers will have one more.
And I'm hearing Kenyon Martin will be back for Denver. Yeah. And who else?
The Birdman.
Give me the phone.
No. I'll turn it down.
No, you won't. You don't know how to turn it down.
I know how to turn this down.
It's an effort and futility.
Look at that. See how I do it?
Yeah. That'll be to the next time.
Anyway, yeah. Kenyon Martin back for Denver in that game. And who else has been out for them?
Anderson, the Birdman.
Oh, Birdman's back. Yes,
Birdman's
he's supposed
back.
To be back before
What about
that.
Chauncey Billups, though?
And
Chauncey, 50-50.
Yeah, I heard today that they think he is going to be back.
Yeah, they
for
think
our,
he's.
Yes,
of course.
Yeah.
Everybody
yes,
gets
for
out
our
of
Yeah, that
our
seems to be the way it happens.
Trailblazers, we talked earlier to the head coach, Nate McMillan. Also talked to Larry Miller. We spent a lot of time talking about LaMarcus Aldridge, obviously. Coach Rice, this league, we've always known, it's about opportunity. And sometimes you discover things during difficult times, like when Brandon Roy is out. Is this, well, and not only LaMarcus, but Rudy as well. Rudy is, it seems now, what he's always told us he could be and what we saw for the Spanish national team. Do you think now, I mean, and you talked about with Brandon coming back, and it's silly to say that if Brandon comes back, you know, the team is not as good with Brandon as they are without him. It's a, kind of an odd time right now. Do you think, though, this can continue, that these guys now will continue this even if things do go back at least somewhat the way they were in the rotation the way it was?
Well, if you look at Wesley Matthews, see, he's doing what Brandon did before in an up-tempo game that brings other people into it. So, really, Wesley doesn't have to do as much. He's playing pretty good defense in this transition-type game. And he's good at getting back and trying to get steals. That's where Rudy is good. Rudy is good at when things are flying around and, you know, when it's controlled in a half-court scenario, he's not nearly as good. Then the matchups come into play. With this, the matchups don't come into play because people are helping people, and the, you know, it's going up and down, and it's not as wild as Phoenix and Golden State and Indiana Pacers, but yet it's got a nice swing, you know, rhythm to it. And I think that's where a lot of the guys, Dante Cunningham plays better that way, you know, because he is so sharp when it comes to defending transition fast breaks by other teams. He can front his man immediately. He helps out immediately. He just does things in a up-tempo game that, you know, you can't duplicate on a slower game. So, and I imagine you look at LaMarcus Aldridge. He's getting up court. They don't have a chance to double team him because the floor is spaced and spread nicely. So, and I think I asked Nate this. I think Brandon can come in and do these things. You know, he can push it up. He just doesn't control the ball as much. Andre Miller will have the ball more in this type of situation than a Brandon Roy will.
What Nate also would tell you is that it isn't always that people want to zero in on, you know, Brandon changing the tempo of a game, but Nate will tell you that sometimes it's when Brandon and Andre and Marcus Camby are all on the floor together as guys that are a little slower compared to some more of the more athletic Blazers. So sometimes it's just having one or two of those three not on the floor that you're going to look faster.
And you make a great point simply because they can't leave Andre Miller when he doesn't have the ball. When Brandon has the ball, Andre's man will be in there a little bit. Marcus Camby's man will be in there a little bit. But when you have L.A. as your center, and the other night when you have
Dante Cunningham was a center.
Yeah, or even when Dante's up there and Nicholas Batum is the power forward, now the floor is spread. You've got to get out and play those guys. And the Frenchman is even more of a threat running the court and doing offensive rebounds than Travis Outlaw was. So you've got a really a nice offensive team. Now, can they stay defensively with the powerhouse teams? That's what the Blazers will find out. A Boston Kendrick Perkins is coming back. And, you know, when they come in with that strength, do you need Camby in there all the time? So, you know, you got to make adjustments with this. But there are certain nights that Nicholas Batum can play power forward. We saw it the other night. Man, he is a matchup headache for almost everybody. And I imagine, you know, certain guys won't get as much playing time with Brandon Roy, but you've got to find a place for Brandon Roy in that also.
Well, you know, as Nate has said this hour, as Larry Miller has said this hour, you can't just forget about what this guy has done for this team and this franchise, you know, his first few years in the league. I mean, this franchise was in a far different place when he arrived than where it is now. You know, it's back to more than being a respectable franchise, and he has a whole lot to do with that. So, you know,
and
I know people
only
have short
a week and
memories.
A half ago that he had 26 in a game when he shot at Phoenix.
People have short memories, and maybe they shouldn't, at least when it comes to what he's done, because his body of
work
should stand for
itself. You've got to give him the benefit of the doubt health-wise, and then we'll see. Because if it doesn't work out, then you got to do other things. But if he comes back healthy – you know.
Did you eat one of Deb Patterson's cupcakes during the break?
She did.
Because
they
you have green
marvelous.
All over your lips.
Yeah.
And it's prevented him from saying court. You know, there's certain words
baby
say wife fluently.
And I'll tell you, these are the best little cupcakes I've ever tasted.
See a hole right there with the yeah. where he had the
right there.
That was missing cupcake.
That was a green one. Maybe have a red one. I said matches
to
more
match
with your
my green
natural lip
teeth
color.
That
all right,
got
we'll take a break. We'll come back and wrap up this hour of Trailblazers Courtside. Still to come, LaMarcus Aldridge at 7:05. And Rich Cho in studio, Blazers general manager at 7:20. You can email the program, courtside at trailblazers.com. We'll take some phone calls later as well.
You can win the picture of Chevy Chase.
Attention, Trailblazers fans. The Northwest Ford stores want to send you on the road with the Trailblazers. Go to compareford.com/trailblazers, check out Ford's impressive fuel-efficient lineup, and enter to win the Fly Away with Ford promotion with great prizes, including a grand prize trip for two to see your Trailblazers on the road.
No purchase necessary. Retail value of tickets and auto jersey, $250. Tickets and VIP reception, $650. Tickets and team attendant, $850. And grand prize trip to L.A., $3,500. Odds depend on the number of entries received prior to each drawing. For rules and to enter, visit compareford.com/trailblazers.
At Wild Horse Resort and Casino, experience victory. 800 of the Northwest's highest paying slots, table games with the lowest limits and best odds.
You can also golf, dine, and stay the night. Best of all, it's easy to get to, located just off I-84.
Experience the difference. Wild Horse Resort and Casino, Pendleton, Oregon.
What are you wearing?
My authentic Renaissance garb. We're still going to the festival to fulfill our destinies, right?
We're still going to IHOP's Festival of Flavors.
Festival of Flavors, sire?
Pumpkin praline pancakes, banana bread, French toast, cinnamon apple crepes.
The night shall dine well.
Plus, buy a $25 gift card and receive $5 off a future visit.
Oh, joy!
Lose yourself in the flavors of the season with IHOP's new Festival of Flavors. Each served with your choice of favorites. Starting at $4.99. IHOP. Come hungry, leave happy. For a limited time at participating restaurants. See store for details.
Teamwork. At its best, it means victory. And you know that no matter how good you are by yourself, you're that much better as a team. At Providence Health and Services, our doctors and nurses work together, championing the highest quality medical care. In cardiology, cancer care, orthopedics, neurology, we work best when we work as a team for the same goal, the good health of our community. That's our victory. And at Providence Health and Services, we have it in our sights every minute of every day.
Walgreens wants to send you and three friends to a Trailblazers game in style. We're talking lower level seats, a Trailblazers gift bag, four jerseys, a message on the big screen, and dinner in the Rose Garden. Stop by any Oregon Walgreens and enter for your chance to win this ultimate fan pack at the Stash Tea Display. Stash Tea, where you'll find all natural, flavorful teas. No purchase necessary. Odds depend on the number of entries. Monthly prize value is $840. See official rules at trailblazers.com.
Now, back to Courtside, presented by Pacific Power on the Trailblazers Radio Network.
Ah, look at John Curry's tickets as he's showing you in the shot. For those of you watching on television, there are the tickets to the national championship game. What's the date on that?
January 10th.
What, the 10th?
Yeah.
Okay, January 10th. Blazers are off, and there's not going to be a courtside on that night. We're going to move
that.
You
know, I couldn't believe how expensive those tickets are.
What were they, Curry? $345 each?
Yes.
Holy cow.
And then those are the bargain tickets. Those are they go up as high as $600 for the regular people that are
$600
buying. $600? Yes, for one
face
ticket.
Face value.
All right. Well, that's worth it, isn't it? It's a once-in-a-lifetime thing. You didn't even think about that, did you? Roll the cash out, right?
Nah.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Duck fan that he is.
All right, if you'd like to win a limited edition Trailblazers courtside hat, be one of the first 10 emailers to our show right now, and you'll win a great hat from Branding. Send your email to courtside@trailblazers.com. Remember to include your mailing address in your email. To find out what Branding can do for your company, call 800-466-4428. We don't have a hat to show you, do we? An example of a hat. He'd take them off.
I can't believe we don't have
a Santa hat.
Oh.
Although I'm sure Branding could come up with some Santa hats if they had
to.
Trailblazers, we will leave on Christmas Eve. In the afternoon, head down to Oakland, get set to take on the Golden State Warriors on a 3-game road trip. Secret Santa, have you got your Secret Santa gift yet?
Yes, I've.
No, you haven't.
the way you
hesitated. Who do you think you're talking to?
Well, you hesitated.
No, tomorrow's my shopping
day.
Yeah,
okay.
Shopping day tomorrow. And
when Curry's not looking, he's going to be taking one of those Oregon tickets.
I
put them back in your pocket.
I would watch those things like a hawk.
I'd put them back in your pocket.
If I were you. All right. Coming up next hour, of course, Wheels will be in the driver's seat, which is always a terrific thing. I do mean that.
We get past that.
No, we're not. LaMarcus Aldridge will join us 7:05. And then coming up in studio, the general manager of the Trailblazers.
He's here already. He's early.
Rich Cho. He's chomping at the bit already. Maybe we throw him in earlier and have him fire a couple of questions at L.A. Who knows?
Right. Yeah.
Anyway, that's still to come. And, of course, your emails, courtside@trailblazers.com. And a little later on, your phone calls as well.
You
on
know,
this,
Wheels.
The week of Christmas on Trailblazers Courtside.
He looks thinner than I am in that TV shot right there. Man.
Trailblazers Courtside, presented by Pacific Power, will continue after this 5-minute news break.